Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Old Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when new episodes go live. Today, I'm going to ramble about the state of SmackDown. Once again, I did it already. I'm going to do it again because I feel it's worth mentioning. So, this is an off-timed episode. I missed this entire week. I've been very busy. But I figured, why not watch SmackDown and see where I fall in terms of recording the episode? And I have thoughts. I said in my last episode about SmackDown that SmackDown needed a whole nother hour. That at this point, 2 hours just isn't enough time for the stories they're trying to tell. And I think this past SmackDown was a great example of why that is true. We're one day away, now mere hours away when I'm recording this, from SummerSlam. SummerSlam has the least interesting card in a while, only because a lot of the build, especially on the SmackDown side, feels lackluster. Cody Rhodes and Solo Sikoa's match has turned into a Bloodline Rules match in classic babyface hubris, you know? A babyface trying to prove that they're tough, which is always dumb. You never notice that heels are always conniving, but they're always smart. Babyfaces are always virtuous, but they're always dumb. They make stupid decisions based on outward perception. So Solo challenged Cody Rhodes to a Bloodline Rules match, a match that the last time we saw was almost a punishment for Cody Rhodes. And it was an insurmountable odds thing that he had to kind of, it was a mountain he had to climb to get the championship off of Roman. And he did, and it was triumphant, and it was big, and it was great. Now, Solo is proposing that exact same match for Cody, for his match with Cody for the title, and Cody accepts it, claiming he doesn't have a choice, where the truth is he is the champ. He has all the choice. And it should have been something that was forced upon him versus something he accepted, because we've been through this before and it didn't go great originally. He needed the likes of Undertaker. He needed Seth Rollins. He needed John Cena. He needed all these elements to overcome the Bloodline Rules match for him to have his moment at WrestleMania. For whatever, four or five months later, he accepting it willingly against characters like Jacob Fatu, who, again, Cody took a shot at, a really heavy shot at him, and they had a brief moment where I'm like, ooh, that's rough. That was one of the best moments of SmackDown. And he took a heavy shot at him and then accepted a Bloodline Rules match. That's silly. That's a dumb move on Cody Rhodes' part. They need to stop writing Cody Rhodes as this, all challengers coming title holder and be a smarter babyface. And he should have turned that match down. Honestly, it's not a babyface move for him to say no to the match, but at least have someone like Nick Aldis force it on him, you know? Have Solo politic and get it, you know, agreed upon outside of Cody's purview, and then whatever. It was just dumb. I'm fixating on the wrong thing. So SmackDown goes on, and they have to promote a couple of matches for SummerSlam, one being Nia Jax versus Bayley. Do you want to, or can you think of a worse build for a championship match than Nia Jax versus Bayley? Neither one of those competitors deserve the just complete mediocrity of this whole thing. Bayley has been a nothing champion. Let's be real. I love Bayley, and they've given her nothing to do this entire build. She's done absolutely nothing besides break a briefcase for someone who's not even her opponent. There's been very little interaction between Nia and Bayley. Honestly, Nia Jax has had more screen time and more build than Bayley has this entire time. And at this point, I just want Nia Jax to win. If only because she'll bring a bit more spice to the title, because she's out there doing things, talking, she's making moves. She has Tiffany Stratton as the briefcase holder and her friend, having her with the title and then having to look over her shoulder as Tiffany holds the briefcase is a more compelling story than just existing with the belt like Bayley has. It's a real shame. Honestly, it should have been Nia Jax and Bayley have the match scheduled for SummerSlam, and then Tiffany Stratton cozies up to Bayley with the briefcase, knowing she's a heel, but also acting, you know, like I'm innocent, and then having that dynamic where Bayley's always like, "Are you, you know, trying to undercut me?" And she's like, "No, I'm cool, man. We're all, you know, we're all friends here. We're all good." And it would have been a more interesting, like, a more interesting back and forth than two heels talking, right? Because now it only makes sense for Bayley to lose. And then where does Bayley go? Does she go on vacation? Does she do something else? She had a WrestleMania moment, and then they've done nothing with her. But they gave that segment no time. Bayley didn't even show up on the show. Pathetic. And then something really didn't sit right with me with the Bloodline winning the tag titles right before SummerSlam. First of all, you guys should have made that, if nothing else, a pre-show thing. I get why it's on SmackDown, but the fact that there's no tag team defenses at SummerSlam is criminal. And those belts at SmackDown are the quintessential tag team titles, in my opinion. They should have been on the show. Second, you give DIY this moment to win the title, and then you have Johnny Gargano lose right before going to Cleveland, his hometown, and now the Bloodline holds the tag team titles going into SummerSlam. They didn't have a title reign. What is with these tag team championships? They went through the trouble of making new belts and then have done bupkis with them, like absolutely nothing with both versions of the tag team championship. Why are they? I'm a big fan of tag team titles changing on TV, but not when you bury the tag champs. Like, they've had one, maybe two defenses one defense on television, and they lose it to the Bloodline, and it just feels, I don't know, man, SmackDown just felt wrong. It felt like a throwaway show that didn't matter. There wasn't enough time to build anything. They keep burying certain people that I'm like, why do you have them on your roster if you don't want them to win or anything? Like, I always say people have to do the job, but stop burying Apollo Crews. That man does not deserve the L's that he is taking every single week. And then you pair him with Baron Corbin, and you keep making these dudes lose. And I'm like, why do I want to tune in to watch a match with them if they're just going to lose? There's no sort of excitement or anticipation for their match where I'm like, maybe they'll win. I know they're not going to win. Even against Legado del Fantasma, they're going to lose. And that's miserable. Please book them or move them somewhere else. They can't go back to NXT. But do something else, because my God, stop burying some of these people. And this is what I'm saying. There's not enough time on SmackDown to establish some of the wrestlers that just don't have the opportunities to win. And there's no better example than the show is just packed with talent, obviously. Like, they have their LA Knight, they have Bloodline, they have Cody, they have Bayley. There's so many people that they have to get to, and then so many other people that just don't get shine. Like, where's AJ Styles now? Where's the OC? Like, where are all these talented people on SmackDown that we just never see anymore? Because they have 2 hours and they have to kind of just tell the same Bloodline story again and again. And I don't know. I'm just tired of it. Slap another hour on that bad boy and maybe put it online or something. Let me know. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about SmackDown in the comments. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. And don't you ever forget,
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.